Have you studied the book of Proverbs recently? I remember a few years ago where I felt a mandate from the Lord to read through the entire book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, both written by Solomon, right around the new year. And you know what? I literally felt tangibly a supernatural anointing of wisdom coming on me, both from the written text that I was reading and simply because I was giving myself to receive wisdom. We need wisdom. In fact, the book of Proverbs tells us, seek wisdom above all else. And in the book of Proverbs, wisdom is actually communicated to us in the form of a person. The New Testament says that Yeshua has been made unto us wisdom and sanctification. And so when we read of the book of Proverbs, we find that wisdom is personified. In other words, the book of Proverbs is not just different quotes about having wisdom and a sound mind about dealing with certain circumstantial or practical matters. It does do that. But as we study the book of Proverbs and give ourselves to the Lord and the book of Ecclesiastes as well, I believe that God's wisdom literally will supernaturally be imparted unto our psyche and to our thought processes and soul. Now, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 21, Solomon says this, "Assuredly, the evil man will not go unpunished, but the descendants of the righteous will be delivered." And I just want to encourage us today, beloved, sometimes things happen in this world when we just measure things in the moment that don't seem fair. And sometimes we're tempted to take vengeance on people or situations in which we feel that we have been treated unjustly. But I want to encourage you today, let's believe God when He says, the evil one will not go unpunished. And not only will the evil one not go unpunished, but Father God continues to tell us that the righteous one and his descendants will be rewarded. The Lord instructs us, don't take out vengeance yourself. Rather, stay connected and submitted to me. And I assure you, the Lord promises, I am going to make everything right for you. So, beloved, I want to encourage you today. If you've been treated unjustly, don't allow yourself to fall into bitterness, unforgiveness, and a vengeful, hateful spirit. Instead, practice just speaking in the Spirit, Lord, I bless my enemy. Just go like that. You don't have to receive them into your heart as a close companion, but you say, Father, I bless them. Stay in faith. Believe God's going to bless you and has good plans for you as you keep your heart pure before Him. He will, beloved, make all things right for you and for me.